Cape Talk.
Cape Talk. The Open Line.
Call 021-446-0567.
Jeez, like it. I'm just looking at my phone now. During that eyewitness news, Eskom announcing regretfully stage 4 load shedding will be implemented from 12 o'clock midday on Wednesday until 5 a.m. on Friday. Thereafter, stage 2 load shedding will continue as previously communicated until 5 on Saturday morning. So get ready for load shedding. Just looking at my schedule, gosh, I'm scheduled for three blackouts in the area that I live in. It's an Eskom powered area, so I don't even get the luxury of City of Cape Town, which goes to stage 3 from 2 o'clock till tonight. So if you are in an Eskom area from today, you are on stage 4 from 12 o'clock. And then if you are a area of the city that receives power from the City of Cape Town, you are on stage 3 from 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock tonight. So the listener who messaged, "Hi, please Cape Talk, know whether the city is still on stage 1. No, the City of Cape Town will go on to stage 3 from 2 o'clock this afternoon. But the lines are open, 021-446-0567. We don't plan any interviews. We leave it largely up to you. 021-446-0567 with whatever is on your mind today. Plenty of things to discuss. Ian in Cape Town, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine as well, listen.
Very good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, listen, I've been listening since yesterday about people calling in regarding Quinton the Cock. You know, and I've heard a lot of excuses, but the same people, they never said anything about Bob Boucher. Mm. You know, when CSI hearings came out, nothing was said. People defended Boucher. You know, nobody really defended Paul Adams and some of the players, but now it's convenient to make excuses for a player like Quinton de Kock. I mean, and this is actually for a good cause. Mm.
The argument that I believe symbols are important. Let's clearly symbols are important to Quinton de Kock, because in a previous test match, after scoring a ton, he did a hand sign which was in support of anti-rhino poaching. So actually Quinton does endorse symbols. But the argument, and we played a clip earlier of a friend, someone who's spoken to Quinton de Kock, Lungani Zama, saying that it's all about his belief that symbols can be insincere. Well, he's clearly showed it's not insincere when he's supporting rhinos. But when we talk broadly about the Black Lives Matter movement and showing our support, what's your thoughts that people can simply just get on with it? They'll do the knee. They don't really forward the principles of anti-racism. They're just getting on with it. Is that thing not insincere?
Yeah, I also think that yesterday it was actually broken down by John as well. Mm. That there's two movements when it comes to Black Lives Matter. One has got to do with racism, and the other one has to do with politics in the USA. Mm. And the one that we actually are busy supporting is the one that's got to do with racism in sport. So, yeah, I think for him not to take the knee, it was something simple that the director was out from a CSA to say, look, this is why we're looking, especially with our history in South Africa. And it was the right thing to do, but it was his choice, but it was still the right thing to do. And like I said, if he can support rhino poaching, what was wrong with supporting racism in sport?
Once a year, the Proteas make a decision, a principal decision. They will play in pink. Nothing wrong with the color pink, but they make a decision as a team to play in pink. Why? Because of breast cancer. And what happens if someone says, I don't want to play in pink, I have a problem with the color? Then we would show them their way. Rightfully so, wouldn't we?
Yes, that's right.
Exactly. I think it's the same principle here. Quinton de Kock let down the team, I feel. And he can do whatever he wants to do. It's his right. He also gets to enjoy the consequences of it. But if we're putting together a team, and if a team decides, this is what we're going to do, I think as a leader, as a senior player, he should support that. But Ian in Cape Town, really appreciate it. I think it was Theo in Paul. Good morning, Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello,
Paul. Hello, Theo. How are you doing?
No, not too bad. I'm not Paul. I can't be the whole place.
but I hope you're going to be as warm as Paul. So what's on your mind?
I'm just driving to the main road, and must be about 30 or 30 something. Mm. So I just want to reiterate what the gentleman just said from the estate agency, the organization he was talking about. Mm. I'm in the business for 23 years and I'm a principal of my own agency. And what I found is not so much as people doesn't want to deal with a black or colored or Indian estate agents. That's my personal opinion. Mm. It's more a question of financial. They don't have the finances to support themselves in the like the 3-4 months before they get commissioned. Mm. And it's a little bit of an education problem with me to explain to people that it's like mostly a commission job. So some people can't understand why you can work the whole day and you don't get paid for it. Mm. You see, so it's a whole state of mind of working for commission. I've been doing it since 1986, so I'm quite used to that.
Yeah.
But if you're not used to that, it's like a paradigm shift you have to make to work for commission. You must know you can make a lot of money and you can live quite a nice lifestyle. Mm. But it's hard work and it's not a guaranteed income. And I think that is the big problem that we have with. I've been trying with two agencies to appoint agents of color, and those that I've appointed has all gone by the wayside because they just couldn't afford to keep on going while they wait for their commission.
And I fully appreciate, Theo, of that. The property industry is one of those industries where connections and networks are important. And dealing with the person who dealt with my house, we felt confident with her because she knows and she knew how to, what phone calls to make and who to contact, you know, and we're going to work with that bank. Just speak to me about how important established networks, are and how do we include more people into those networks, because that's very important in getting the best deal for your house and also getting the best commission for the agent.
Yes. Okay, my agency is relatively small. We're not part of a group. We're not part of a franchise. We are totally independent. So obviously, I can't afford a big personnel component, you know. So I must make sure that everybody we appoint bring their part, you see, so that they can help in creating a revenue for the company, because if they do, then it obviously helps them at the end as well. We are always trying to make inroads into the market. As the gentleman say, if you're a small company, you work 3 times as much as when you have to work for a bigger company. I won't mention names, but you all know the names. So it's harder work. The nice thing is you're not bound to areas. So if I'm in Paarl and I've got a property in Mariesburg or Frederick or whatever, I might as well go work there if I can afford to drive out there.
Yeah. Theo, thanks so much.
Question,
yeah.
Okay. Let's see, you have a lovely
I appreciate
day.
It. Hey. Thanks. Your few moments with me have given me so much insight. I really appreciate it. Theo in Paarl, really appreciate it. Marcel in Stellenbosch, Jamie in Somerset West, Carol, I see you. We'll be back with the open line after this.
Investing offshore and diversifying your investment portfolio allows you to benefit from a broader global investment market. In the spotlight this week on Cape Talk is PPS Wealth Advisory. Find out how their team of professional wealth managers can ensure that your portfolio is structured in a tax-efficient manner with optimal fund allocation to meet your long-term goals. For more information, visit pps.co.za or send an email to wealthadvisory@pps.co.za. PPS is a licensed insurer and authorized financial services provider.
Out of Order is a data journalism project by News24 where you can track how well your municipality is performing according to an informed range of factors. Potholes, power cuts, water shortages. As SA prepares to vote in the municipal elections, the Out of Order Index details exactly how good or how bad your municipality is performing. See how changes can improve its performance by adjusting interactive levers. Is your municipality amongst those in trouble? Download the News24 app now to find out. News24.
Babe, guess who made partner?
Did someone say home renovations?
50% salary increase.
Maybe even some new art.
Shares on shares on shares.
And a new convertible. For hubby, of course.
Babe?
When your lifestyle changes, so should your insurance. Suntum's Executive Insurance Solution. Bespoke insurance with extensive cover, exclusive service, and a dedicated claims team to meet your unique needs. Speak to your intermediary or visit suntum.co.za to find out more. Suntum. Insurance good and proper. An authorized FSP.
Hello, I'm Yandiswa Khagaza, UCT Online High School's Director and Principal. Due to overwhelming interest in the UCT Online High School, we've extended the application deadline to the 31st of October 2021. Apply now for only 2,095 rands per month on uctonlinehighschool.com. We look forward to welcoming you all in 2022.
At Cape Talk, we love to talk the talk. And when it comes to protecting you, we're committed to ensuring that we walk the walk too. That's why Cape Talk adheres to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission Code of Conduct. We're committed to giving you accurate news, fair comment, and balanced programming, representative of diverse views. If we're not living up to this code, you can direct a complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission. Email bccsa@nabsa.co.za. For more info, visit bccsa.co.za. Cape Talk.
Cape Talk. The open line.
Call 021-446-0567.
Marcel in Stellenbosch, good morning. How are you?
Good morning there, sir. I'm good, thanks.
Very good. Are you also in the property industry?
Well, I am kind of. We've launched a website which just now for estate agents to actually show themselves. So it's a transparent website where you basically show who the best agents are in the area. Mm-hmm. So we look at past performances, and it doesn't matter from which agency you are, if you're big or small, or if you what color you are. It's basically how well you perform, and it gives an equal playing field for all estate agents. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to address this situation in South Africa at the moment.
It is about the connections, and it is about who gets you the best deal and also who gets the best commission for themselves. And that is experience that you build up over years, and contacts and networks and people in service industry, people with banks. Those are things you build up over years. The question is, how do you bring more people into those networks, eh?
That's the way. That's the thing. So if you are hardworking, and I understand all the problems your previous caller mentioned about working for commission and all of that, it really makes it a difficult space to get into. Being an ex-estate agent from a long time ago, it is a very tough situation to be in. But you have to be able to give opportunity to people not to just look for houses to buy, but also how do you sell your house? And that to find that right estate agent, How do you know that? There's only one way to find out, and that's to look at their past performances and how well they interact with their clients. Yeah. And that's all about what estate agents do.
And at the end of the day, people moving into new homes, new areas, they want the best price. They want the estate agent to negotiate with the previous owner and their estate agent say, can you look? We'll give it. We'll take it at this price, but can you keep the curtains? Because we'll take the curtains with us. And it's a familiar story of something that I experienced. But Marcel in Stellenbosch, really appreciate it. Caroline Claremont, I see you. But first, Jamie, how are you doing?
Hi, Lester. I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
Always, I appreciate your considered points. How are you?
Yeah, no, great. Listen, I want to deflect a little bit away from Quinton de Kock, and you know, I think you know he's been labelled as the fall guy, so to speak. And I think you know, without actually examining his reasons, and we don't know his reasons 100%, and we can summarise and we can speculate. But so let's just try and park that as part, you know, it's not part of the discussion. But let's look at the mandate and the directive which has been issued by CSA, you know, midstream of an international tournament. Mm. To me, it indicates that there has been a lack of cohesion before they got to the World Cup, and the optics and the boardroom decision on a Monday afternoon or evening, you know, to send a directive to the team that they need to toe the line, I think reflects a knee-jerk reaction where it hasn't been considered correctly, and there hasn't been an integrated strategy with regards to how the team is going to address this in the international spotlight. And I think in that it's a little unfair on Quinton, but at the same time we need to commend him for actually standing up and taking a stand, so to speak, and excuse the pun, against being dictated to and essentially on something which is very, very sensitive and topical internationally. But I think at the same time we need to address the fact that being dictated to do something actually makes a mockery of what it really stands for. And I think that's really what we need to address, is that, you know, Quinton has been labelled as the bad guy or the fall guy, but we really need to look at CSA and how they've actually initiated and what the directive, you know, and the way it's come to the team and what planning had been implemented. You know, we've been through this the inquiry they had with the traditional social and nation building where we had Prince and Telemachus, etc. You know, cricket certainly has come from a deeply cultured background. Mm. And what I mean by that is that, you know, you have schoolboy antics which get developed into a professional country cricket and eventually into international tiers, and it becomes professionalized. Mm. And I think it is ingrained in history and obviously all those sort of bad spin-offs from that. And I think it's certainly in South Africa where we have enormous diversity hurdles to overcome. You know, you talk about someone like Kyrie Mantini sitting in a bus feeling lonely. Mm. I sat in a bus with mates of mine and I felt lonely, sort of thing. So,
there was funny songs directed.
No,
there's more than one position, more than one argument. Just
I'm not trying to dismiss any of that, but that's why I referred to the sort of.
I want to agree with you. Culture. I want to agree with you on a few points. Lack of cohesion before the World Cup. Wasn't there a sensitivity workshop that players attended as a team, as a squad, to iron out this? And secondly, I agree with you that this was largely about optics for Cricket South Africa, and there was plenty of commentary in that first game against Australia where some players took a knee, some players raised their fists. Some players stood with their hands behind the back. There was plenty of commentary about that. And I do agree with you that Cricket SA wanted to arrest that optics, that picture, and wanted to create a uniformity. Do I believe that there should be a unified team statement that speaks to the issues of racism? Yes. Have they gone about the right way in this, literally, a few hours before a game against the West Indies to issue this directive, that's absolutely nonsense. And I agree with you in that. But Jamie, in some sense, yes, really appreciate it. Let me squeeze in Carol, please, Ioannis. Carol's been waiting for a long time. Carol, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks. And you, Lester?
Thank you so much for your patience. How are you?
Good. Okay. Lester, there's two sides to a picture. Black Lives Matter is not necessarily a sign of non-racism. It is a political organization in the United States which endorses criminal action. They use George Floyd as their hero. He was a jailed criminal. He was a drug addict for many years when he died. And you may interpret it as showing it that we're non-racist and everyone must conform. But the BLM movement in the United States pulls down statues, it loots, shoots, burns down properties, and it underscores anarchy. It's like justifying insurrection. And I don't think when people say Black Lives Matter, it's not necessarily that you're seeing non-racism. Mm.
Why were people rising up? Why was there protests, Carol? Because they wanted to do it? Because they were upset with a system?
But they've used it for political ammunition.
Protest is used for political... Protest is a political voice. Or included in South Africa. Service delivery... I hate the term service delivery protest, but service delivery protest is also used as a political voice when you are not being heard. We experienced it in South Africa.
So then, Lester, what happened in this country with that insurrection, the looting, burning, and is that justified?
It's never justified.
Why did we have it?
We had it because people took advantage of a political situation.
But that is not the way to solve. But that's not the way to solve problems. When a truck driver goes and delivers something, he gets bricks thrown at him. He's just an innocent person doing a job.
But could we agree that...
So do you justify...
I don't justify violence, but would you agree that popular protest is also used as, can be used as a political voice when the system doesn't hear you, when the system refuses to listen to hear you, so that you go and cause a disruption to the people who are heard? And that's what we see in the city of Cape Town. The best way to get the middle class to listen, to provide that message to those in power, you block the N2 in peak hour traffic in the morning.
The best way is to go to the voting station and do it that way.
Our political voice means that we need to participate in all forms, not just protest, not just voting, more than just every 2 or 3 years when it comes to a national or local government election cycle. 021-446-0567. Caroline Claremont, really appreciate your time.
Can I inspect my car from the comfort of my home? With Absa iDirect, I can. I can do my own vehicle inspection, allow friends and family to drive my car with an open driver policy, and should anything ever go wrong, I can simply call the 24-hour roadside assistance.
Get Absa iDirect to cover your vehicle, house contents, and buildings today. Apply at absa.co.za. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity. Absa iDirect is a product of Absa Insurance Company and authorized FSP. T's and C's apply.
Have you been looking for a way to shop differently from the supplier? For delivery to your door, the Quench Marketplace is your answer. Buy everything from drinks, biltong, nuts, and more from the Quench app or on the website directly.